So here's a quick quiz. What time of season are we in? What, this is the season of...
This is the season of state fairs.
That is actually correct. State fairs kick off this week than any other time of the year. You can go to the state fair in Nebraska, New York,
I'd hate
Maryland.
To be showing my eggs this time of year.
Oh, that's
year,
a low blow, John.
No, but seriously, what's it like at a state fair?
Here's another quiz for you, though.
Yes,
all right, ready?
Please.
Which is the largest state fair in the country?
It's Minnesota, right? Garrison Keillor says that every year.
He does. Yeah. Actually, 2 million visitors went to the state fair in Minnesota last year. And to talk about state fair food.
A lot of Jell-O they've got there.
That's right. Let's talk about state fair food. We have Linda Kautsky with us. She's a fair historian and co-author of Minnesota State Fair and Illustrated History. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, you know, people think of state fair food at this point as being everyone having corn dogs, right, and French fries. But really, state fair food, many of them still preserve some of those very distinctive regional foods that grew up in state fairs, right?
Yes, Minnesota's known for food on a stick. We've got all kinds of different things. I was at the fair the other day, and I saw we've got mocha on a stick. So it's
like
the
coffee.
Dairy industry. Coffee, yes. And Minnesota is known for our hot dishes. The rest of the country calls them casseroles. But we've got hot dish on a stick that's, you know, macaroni and cheese. You know, somehow, you know, they get it on a stick.
Sushi on a stick, ever heard of that?
That's California.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that'd be in the California fair.
Well, the Minnesota is known for something else. And here to talk about that is Elizabeth Olson. She is Minnesota's 2009-2010 Princess K of the Milky Way. And she's going to hand off her crown.
Wait. We booked the Princess K of the Milky
Way
on this program?
We did. It was the best get of the program.
Get out!
And she's going to hand off her crown tonight to the newest dairy princess. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Another thing that Minnesota is known for is what?
Is the butterhead tradition in Minnesota, where dairy princesses, 12 dairy princesses, have their head carved out of a 90-pound block of butter. It's been a tradition for many, many years, and it's probably the biggest attraction at the Minnesota State Fair, where one girl every single day, 12 days of the State Fair, sits in a 40-degree rotating cooler and has her likeness carved out of butter.
And then your likeness up there in trans fat. Wow.
Does the family just, like, take little slices and spread your likeness on toast all year, or what do you do with the sculpture?
Well, actually, out of 90 pounds, 60 pounds turns into the head, and 30 pounds are the scraps for it. And throughout the whole year, we use the scraps for baking cookies or using them in mashed potatoes or different recipes that are so good with butter. But in my family, we actually have 3 butterheads. Both of my sisters were also butterheads, and my mom bought a brand new chest freezer to keep all 3 of them.
So they have cheese heads in Wisconsin and butterheads.
You are such a butterhead.
It's no surprise that Minnesota kind of would have this because they're known for their dairy industry, and that's kind of what state fair food is about.
Right. The state fair showcased the local foods of the states, and Minnesota was a big dairy state and still is. And the butter sculptures have been carved since we've had state fairs, but it wasn't until about the 1960s that we did the Princess K's.
Do we still, Linda, have these very distinctive regional foods? Do you still get Navajo tacos at Arizona state fairs, or is it kind of taken over by these businesses that go all over the country to state fairs and serve the same thing everywhere?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We still do have the local foods on a stick, and a lot of the companies that have the booths are locally owned. But we've got alligator in Minnesota, and there are no alligators here.
Really?
That's
shocking. Well,
the headline.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Elizabeth, you're handing over your crown tonight?
That is correct. So this evening, in a short 18 hours, the next Princess K will be crowned. And immediately on Thursday, the day state fair starts, she'll have her head carved out of butter.
Any last words of wisdom for the next Princess K of the Milky Way?
Well, the saying time flies when you're having fun is so true. So just enjoy every minute and show your love for the dairy industry and, you know, being a dairy farmer's daughter.
That is Elizabeth Olson, outgoing Princess K of the Milky Way, Dairy Princess of the Minnesota State Fair. And Linda Kautsky joined us. She's a fair historian and co-author of the book Minnesota State Fair, An Illustrated History.
We'll talk about cultural traditions.